Michael Hope remains in the game on the mound for Shippensburg, but he's had a rough go of it. Every pitcher seemingly in this tournament has going against the Griffins bats. And Seton Hill holding an 8-0 lead as we move to the bottom of inning number four. Griffins with hitters 4, 5, and 6 due up with Ryan Grieco leading off.
Number 18, Ryan Grieco.
4 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third for the Griffs. Grieco's been a big part of that. A 2-run single in the first. He later scored in that frame. Also walked in inning number 2, made it as far as second, but was ultimately stranded there. As Hope delivers, first pitch in the dirt and away for a ball. Mentioned Rico, a local product, played under coach Donnie Sadler at Franklin Regional High School. WPAL playoffs set to begin this upcoming week, both for baseball and softball. Westmoreland County teams certainly well represented there, especially on the softball side. No surprise to see that. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Grieco wildly chased that one. It's now 1-2. Last year, Grieco, a 367 hitter. Although somewhat limited appearance, did show his wheels with 13 stolen bases. Hope delivers the 1-2. Fouled back by Grieco. Very few easy outs made by the Griffins at the plate. As Hope glances in. Now he has the sign and sets. The 1-2. Smacked right back up the middle through the box for a leadoff single on a well-struck ball by Ryan Grieco. He's aboard for the third time. What a performance by the Griffins and by Grieco. That was hit number 11. We are just in inning number 4, already 11 hits for Seton Hill, a number of them, as we mentioned, extra bases, including 3 consecutive doubles last inning. Now Mark Colella, he's been on twice, a pair of singles, 2 RBIs and a run scored, as well as a stolen base for Colella, really filling the box score. Has to throw to first base, and Grieco back in time. Still action down in the pen for Shippensburg as this one hit back up the middle past the outstretched glove of Gladfelter, the shortstop. He gave his best effort but couldn't make the play. Consecutive singles have the Griffins once again back in business. As Grieco goes to second on that hit. And now Adam Bankovich. As it looks like there's going to be a conference between the Griffs on the base pass, as Kyle Lissy also warming up for the Raiders now. We've seen a couple of different players warming in the pen. So set to resume action. Coach Mazz just wanted to have a quick conversation with Grieco at second, and now Bankovich steps in. Adam Bankovich, 0-for-2, one of the few Griffins who's yet to find success offensively today. First pitch swinging hit high in the air to shallow left field. It's an infield fly, even though it left the infield. It was still on the edge as Gladfelter makes the catch. Bankovich retired for the third time. Now Colton Carney. He had 8 RBIs in the last Griffins game. Just 1 so far today, but a chance for a couple more here with a pair of runners on. Grieco at second, Colella at first. Now 1 out in the bottom of the fourth. Keep in mind, it's a 9-inning game, although the 10-run mercy rule is in effect through 7 innings if the Griffins able to extend and then maintain that edge. That's still a long ways away. First pitch misses away to Carney.
drive here, Colt.
And now the pitcher, Hope, steps off the rubber and chases back Grieco to the bag. Two runners on, one out here in the bottom of inning number four. Griffins have scored in every frame, looking to repeat that here, although this one popped up in foul territory. The third baseman, Pollock, ranges in to make the catch for out number two. So back-to-back pop-ups for the Griffins. And now Ryan Wardropper, 0 for 2, looking to get his first successful at-bat. Strikeout and a flyout for him. Able to play expanded role in this tournament because of the shallow left field that he's occupying defensively. First pitch he sees, a breaking ball for a strike. Hope trying to get out of this frame unscathed after allowing the first two batters to reach on back-to-back singles to center field. Since then, he's retired Bankovich and Carney on pop-ups. Verbanek awaits on deck. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And a weak-looking offer there from Wardropper. The count's 0-2. Griffins up 8-0. Trying to score for the fourth consecutive inning. And a long delay here as Hope now comes set. The 0-2 hit high in the air, but this one will drift out of play. Over top our heads of the press box. Hope kicks up some dirt on the pitcher's mound. Now he's on the rubber. Grieco at second. Colella first, two outs. And the count 0-2 to the batter Wardropper. That offering misses high. The count's now 1-2. Have 12 hits in this game so far. 8 runs. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses away. The count's now 2-2. Again, Verbanek on deck. He has a pair of doubles, scored twice as well. Griffin's looking for back-to-back PSAC tournament titles. And now Hope steps off the rubber again. There's quite a contrast between the pace he works out and Jared Kolar's cadence on the other side, although Kolar certainly has not had as many runners on base to deal with. 2-2 pitch. Hit down the left field side and out of play. Seton Hill almost certainly will have to win this tournament to make it to the NCAA tournament for the 9th consecutive year. If they do not, they will need a lot of help. Looks like very slim odds. Griffins 12-5 all-time in the PSAC tournament dating back to 2014 when the Griffins joined the conference. Looking to make it 13-5. Rip foul on the first base side. Wardropper continues to battle. Wardropper now back in the box. Count remains 2-2. Another offering from Hope. Smack to right field. Wardropper comes through Making the turn, heading home is Grieco, and he gets in standing up as the Griffins now up 9-0. What an at-bat by Ryan Wardropper. Took a while, but he finally came through as he laced that RBI single to right field, his first hit of the day. Advancing to second on the play, Colella. And now the suddenly very dangerous Garrett Verbanek. 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles as timeout's called. The Raiders coming out to the mound. And Hope's afternoon is done. So Hope not able to get through the fourth inning. Looks like it's Kyle Lissy who takes over. So tough spot for Lissy. His team already trailing 9-0. And still a pair of Griffins on the base pass here. So Hope goes 3 1/3. Again, he is still responsible for the runners on base. Right now it is a depleted pitching staff for Shippensburg. They called upon Sims to start on short rest, and that did not work out well for him or for the Raiders. He went just a third of an inning. Hope took over in his place, goes 3 1/3, but not able to get through this fourth inning. And now Lissy, the sophomore from Allentown, New Jersey, takes over. Lissy's numbers aren't pretty this year. This is his 13th appearance. He has a 1-1 record, but an ERA just shy of 10, 9.92. He inherits runners at second and first, Colella and Wardropper, respectively. Garrett Verbanek at the dish. As Carl Turner takes over as a pinch runner at first base for Wardropper. Carl Turner has really shown some power and speed down the stretch. Three home runs, 6 stolen bases for Turner. As Verbanek ready to bat. Doubled in both the second and third frames. Now batting here in the fourth. First pitch, a foul tip. Let's see. Glances back, comes home. 0-1 pitch. Another big swing. This time Verbanek comes up empty. Counts 0-2. Griffins have exploded offensively throughout this PSAC tournament. 0-2 pitch called. Strike 3. Verbanek doesn't like it as he goes down looking. The inning comes to an end, but another run comes across in the frame courtesy of 3 hits, and there were 2 left on base. We move to inning number 5. It's now 9-0. Seton Hill up on Shippensburg. 2018 PSAC Baseball Tournament play continues. It's here on the Westmoreland Sports Network.